It's time for this week's Focus on Business. After a recent injury that left him temporarily unable to drive, Tom Martin heard about the car service ITN Bluegrass and decided to give it a try. He quickly discovered what an important difference this nonprofit is making in so many lives in the Bluegrass area. So Tom sat down for a chat with Executive Director Laura Dake.
Who primarily is served? Is it mostly seniors or also people like me who are immobilized and need transportation?
Mm-hmm. We serve people who are 60 and over and any adult with a visual impairment. As you might imagine, most of our riders are over 75. In fact, at age 65, 88% of Americans still drive. It goes down to about 69% by age 75. So as you might imagine, most of our riders are a little bit older than our minimum age to use the service.
So if you could explain to us how the system works.
ITN Bluegrass is a nonprofit solution for senior transportation in the Bluegrass. We are open 24/7. And we deliver rides anywhere in Fayette County, Northern Jessamine County, and Versailles in Woodford County for any reason. What riders do is they contact us, we send them an application, or they can go on our website and fill one out online.
And what is that website?
It is www.itnbluegrass.org. They fill out an application, and once they send in a little bit of money to get their account started. We charge $50 membership fee per year per person, and $65 for a family membership. And then they fund what we call a personal transportation account. And the money that they put in for that may be based on how many rides they think they might be taking in a given month. Then at the beginning of every month, they get an itemized statement for the previous month, lists all the rides they've taken and how much each ride cost.
And then who drives and where do you find your would-be drivers?
We get them from churches. People read about us in the newspaper. People hear about us on the radio and contact us. Right now we have about 40 drivers, but mostly volunteers. We do have a few paid drivers, but we prefer our volunteers simply because it helps save on operating costs. The neat thing about being a volunteer driver with ITN Bluegrass is that you earn mileage credit. So every mile that a volunteer drives, they earn 30 cents per mile. And that includes the mileage when the person is in the car and when the person, they're just going to get the person or they are going to their next rider. And so that money, that value, those credits add up and they can just be stored in the driver's account. For example, we have a gentleman who has been driving with us since the beginning almost, and he has over $6,500 worth of credit in his account. So the idea is that when he decides to give up the car keys or limit his own driving, he can use those credits to pay for his transportation.
Laura Dake is Executive Director of ITN Bluegrass in Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.